Management by Objectives, Chapter 2, A God of Purpose. Key verses. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. Introduction. God is a God of purpose and planning. He is a God of preparation. From the beginning of time, as we know it, now know it, God has prepared and worked to accomplish his purpose in the world. The instrument God uses to accomplish his purpose is people. He works through individuals, nations, and his spiritual body, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. God especially anoints and uses those who bring their own life purpose and ministry plans in harmony with his purpose and plans. When you do not understand God's purpose, you are not in harmony with his plans. This is why many ministries fail. In this lesson, you will learn the great purpose of God as you explore biblical foundations of planning. You will then be able to identify your own purpose and make plans in harmony with those of God. A God of Preparation. God is a God of preparation. Study about this in the following references. God prepared the heavens, his own abode, his throne and his kingdom. Psalms 103:19, Proverbs 8:27. He prepared this world for mankind. Genesis 1-3. God can prepare and use anything for his purposes. In the book of Jonah alone, God prepared and used a fish, a gourd, and a worm, Jonah 1-4. God prepared Jesus to be sacrificed for the sins of all mankind, Hebrews 5:10, Zephaniah 1:7. Before Jesus came to minister, a man named John was sent to prepare the way before him, Luke 1:76. Luke 3:4. God has prepared a beautiful eternal city for us to live in throughout eternity, Hebrews 11:16. He has prepared a kingdom of which we will be a part, Matthew 25:34. Jesus said he went to prepare a place for us, John 14:2-3. We are told that eye has not seen and ear not heard what God has prepared for those who know and love him, 1 Corinthians 2:9. God has prepared judgment for the unbelievers, Proverbs 19:29. Hell has been prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. God is looking for a people prepared as a bride is prepared for her husband, Revelation 21:2. From the following references, you will see that throughout the biblical record, God used prepared people to do his work. By faith, Noah prepared an ark, Hebrews 11:7. Joseph, prepared by trial and affliction, saved the nations from famine, Genesis 41. Moses, prepared by God on the backside of the desert, led an entire nation through the wilderness, Book of Exodus. Esther prepared a banquet and saved an entire race of people, Esther 7. Gideon prepared an army. David prepared for the building of the temple, even in the time of his trouble and affliction. Solomon prepared a temple, and Nehemiah prepared a wall. John the Baptist made ready a people prepared for the Lord, Luke 1:17. In Judges and Chronicles, there is an extensive record of many leaders who failed and did evil because they did not prepare their hearts properly before the Lord. 2 Chronicles 12:14 is one example. God used prepared people. Because of this, we are commanded to be prepared. Prepare to meet thy God, Amos 4:12. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord, 1 Samuel 7:3. Have a prepared heart, 2 Chronicles 19:3. Prepare your heart to seek the Lord, 2 Chronicles 27:6. Be prepared yourself and prepare others, Ezekiel 38:7. Be prepared for every good work, ready for the Master's use. 2 Timothy 2:21. Be a vessel prepared for His glory. Romans 9:23. God is a God of preparation. He works through prepared people. He is not looking for unorganized, unmotivated, unmobilized, defeated believers. He is looking for men and women who are prepared. Jesus told a parable about a servant who knew the Lord's will but did not prepare himself to fulfill it. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke 12:47. Why is God so concerned with preparation? Why does He use and anoint prepared people? What are we prepared for? A God of purpose. All of God's preparations have been focused on His purpose. It is not a vague purpose or a hoped-for purpose. He is working for a specific, settled purpose. The purpose of God is clearly communicated in His Word. Perhaps one of the best summaries of His purpose is given in the book of Ephesians. Here is God's statement of purpose. According to the eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Ephesians 3:11, Ephesians 1:9 and 10. God wants to bring all men into right relationship, spiritual relationship with Himself. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God's purpose is that all people experience forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, be brought into right relationship with Him, and become part of the kingdom of God. John 3. God prepares men and women and uses them to accomplish this purpose. God especially anoints and uses those who bring their own life purpose and ministry plans in harmony with His purpose and plans. If you do not understand God's purpose, your life and ministry will not be in harmony with His plan. For example, when Jesus revealed to His disciples that He would suffer and die, Peter rebuked Him. Peter did not yet understand God's purpose. Because of this, he was not in harmony with God's plan. Jesus rebuked him and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you savor or understand not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." Mark 8:33. King David was a man who was in harmony with God's purpose. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. Acts 13:36. The Bible assures that God's purposes will be accomplished. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, "Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." Isaiah 14:24. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul it? And His hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Isaiah 14:26 and 27. A God of planning. God not only has an established purpose, He makes and implements plans to achieve that purpose. God uses individuals, nations, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the church as part of His plan. Individuals. From the beginning of time as we now know it, God has worked through individuals to accomplish His purpose. The Bible is filled with stories of how God used different men and women. In Old Testament times, God raised up great leaders like Noah, Abraham, Joseph, and Moses. He also anointed prophets, kings, and judges to accomplish His purposes. In New Testament times, God used individuals like John the Baptist, the disciples of Jesus, Paul, Timothy, Barnabas, and many others. God even took sinful men who would not conform to his plan and reversed their evil plans to accomplish his purposes. God did not cause their sinful actions, but he worked through them and in spite of them to achieve his plan. For example, God said of the wicked Pharaoh in Egypt, "And in very deed for this cause have I raised you up, to show in you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." Exodus 9:16. Life, as well as ministry, is tied to God's purpose. When purpose is completed, life on this earth ends. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers. Acts 13:36. Nations. In Old Testament times, God raised up the nation of Israel to accomplish his purpose and plan in the world. As a nation, the purpose of Israel was to reveal God's plan to the heathen nations of the world. Repeatedly, they failed in this responsibility. Because of this, judgment came upon Israel through the heathen nations which lived around them. God was so determined to accomplish his plan that he even worked through the evil acts of these sinful nations. God did not approve of their actions, but he worked through and in spite of them. Jesus Christ. For many years, part of God's plan remained a mystery. Early in history, God promised a Savior through which forgiveness from sin would be available to all mankind. The promise was first given to Adam and Eve after their sin in the Garden of Eden. God said, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This was the beginning of many promises of a Savior. For a long time, God did not reveal the details of how he would accomplish this plan. It was a great mystery. Later, in the time of the Old Testament prophets, God shared more details of his plan. In New Testament times, these details were fulfilled when God sent his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of all mankind. No longer was God's plan a mystery. His plans and purpose were revealed openly in Jesus Christ. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians 1:9-10. From childhood, Jesus knew God's purpose was to provide salvation for all mankind and restore all men and nations into fellowship with him. Jesus lived his life on earth to accomplish God's purposes. Even as a child, Jesus was concerned not with his own plans and purposes, but with those of God the Father. And he said unto them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Luke 2:49. The life and ministry of Jesus focused on the purpose of God. Every plan, every decision, every act of ministry focused on that purpose. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. This is one of several statements of purpose made by Jesus. The four further study section of this chapter lists other statements of purpose which he made about his own ministry. Jesus commissioned his followers, which includes all true believers, to fulfill God's purposes. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:19-20. Turn to the four further study section of this lesson and study other statements of purpose Jesus made for his followers. These are important because if you are a believer, you are also a follower of Jesus. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also part of God's plan. After Jesus returned to heaven, a special power was given in an outpouring of the Holy Spirit described in Acts 4. This experience is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit was given to accomplish God's purpose in the world. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is so important in accomplishing God's purposes that an entire Harvest Time International Institute course entitled Ministry of the Holy Spirit is devoted to it. Another course offered by the Institute, Power Principles, explains the importance of spiritual power in accomplishing God's plan of spiritual multiplication and spread of the gospel. In addition to power, the Holy Spirit provides guidance and direction to believers to enable them to fulfill God's purpose and plans. Because the Holy Spirit knows the will of God, and because He searches and understands the spirit of man, He serves as the link between you and God to help you achieve God's purpose and plans. And He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8:27. The Holy Spirit works in partnership with you in accomplishing God's purpose and plans. As you speak God's words, He anoints you and convicts unbelievers of sin, leading them to accept the gospel. See John 16:7-11. The Church. The power of the Holy Spirit was given to all born-again believers. All true believers are part of the Church, which is now the instrument through which God works to accomplish His purpose and plans. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the Church the manifold wisdom of God. Ephesians 3:9-10. God works in the life of believers to accomplish His purposes. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. To do His good pleasure means He is working in you to accomplish His purpose and plan in your life. This includes salvation, infilling of the Holy Spirit, using you in ministry to others, and continuously conforming you to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. He also works through your life to accomplish His purposes. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:13. When you yield yourself to become instruments of righteousness unto God, it means you bring your life and ministry in harmony with His purpose and plans. By doing this, you become instruments through which He can work. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We then, as workers together with Him. 2 Corinthians 6:1. If God does not work in and through you, all your work is in vain. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes but in vain. Psalm 127:1. Your ministry will not succeed unless it is built upon the eternal purposes of God rather than man. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. Acts 5:38-39. The purpose and plan. From the beginning, God's purpose has not changed. He has had many varied plans related to this purpose, but His purpose remains the same. As you learned in this lesson, God has revealed His specific purpose in His written word. He has also revealed His general plan that the church be the instrument through which He works to accomplish His purpose. But as a believer, you must make specific, detailed plans if you are to accomplish His will. That is where planning and management by objectives fits in. You must discover your specific purpose within God's great purpose then you must make ministry plans in harmony with this purpose. In the next lesson, you will start doing this as you learn how to formulate a statement of purpose.